Sam squinted at the numbers on the front doors as he slowed the car, crawling along until he found one with the number 17 nearly obscured by a large Christmas wreath. He pulled up in front of the house. Before he'd even had a chance to unstrap his seatbelt, the front door opened and Ryan was there, waving in greeting. Sam got out of the car and approached him. He grinned, heart skipping a beat as Ryan grinned back.
All right, mate, you found it then.
Obviously. Sam couldn't resist the opportunity for sarcasm, but ducked as Ryan cuffed him lightly on the head, knocking a strand of Sam's dark red hair into his eyes. Yeah, your directions worked. You were right about the sat-nav taking me to totally the wrong end of your road. Ryan pulled Sam into a hug, and Sam lost himself for a moment, breathing him in until Ryan released him. If Sam's cheeks were flushed afterwards, he hoped Ryan would put it down to the cold.
It's good to see you, Ryan said.
You too. Sam tucked his hair behind his ear and smiled again as he met Ryan's brown eyes. It had only been a week or so since they'd packed up and left uni to go home for the holidays, but Sam had missed Ryan like crazy. He was used to being around him all the time, and having a break from that only served to reinforce how totally gone for Ryan he was. He suppressed a sigh. He was the ultimate gay cliché, secretly and hopelessly in love with his straight best friend. Sam pushed those thoughts down and locked them back in the dark, secret box in his mind where they belonged. After 2 and a bit years, he was getting pretty good at it. He kept hoping he'd eventually meet someone who'd take his mind off Ryan. But despite his best attempts, it hadn't happened yet. So, are you ready to go? Sam jingled the keys of his mum's car. He'd borrowed it for the couple of nights they'd be away.
Yeah, just let me get my bag.
Ryan's mum came out to see him off. After nodding a quick hello to Sam, she pulled Ryan into a hug.
Have fun, love, and I'll see you when we're both back home.
You too, Mum. Have a good Christmas.
As Sam pulled away from the curb, Ryan twisted around to wave at his mum until they turned the corner out of his road.
You're not at your mum's for Christmas, then? Sam asked.
Nah.
Ryan settled back into his seat.
She's going away with Barry to Morocco for a bit of winter sun. I'm going to stay with my dad and Nicola.
Ryan didn't sound too excited at the prospect.
Won't your sister be there too?
Not this year. She's going up to Manchester to stay with her boyfriend and his parents.
Oh. Sam wasn't sure what else to say.
Family Christmases were always a bit weird when you were used to living away from home and having your independence. But at least all his family lived under the same roof and he had his younger siblings to have a laugh with.
Yeah.
There was a long silence.
This couple of days should be fun, though, Sam finally said. It will be cool to have some time to chill out before we go back to deal with the family again.
Yeah.
Ryan sounded more cheerful at the prospect.
Yeah, it'll be great. So where exactly is this place we're going to? I never got around to looking it up on a map.
Fuck knows. It's in the middle of bloody nowhere. The sat-nav should get us to the village, but I'll need you to map read from there. John told me to head for the pub, and I've printed off a map and his instructions for the last bit. It's in the glove compartment.